22.4. EDE 01170520250953NB, audio. Conductor routing. For the plunger cores, a simple solution would be to insert a wire guide between the screwed part and the upper ring. A semi-rigid sleeve can go around the ring and also act as a conductor protector. This sleeve must be resistant to cold. Another option would be to install a hollow metal ring for the wires and, in the same way, hold it in place with the pieces inserted between the plunger cores and the upper frame. Here, we believe it's preferable to have the plunger core connection wires directly connected, without any mechanical connection points. For the mill type connector, a small curved piece will serve as a base for the connector. It will be attached to the ring with the same connector mounting bolts. The wires will be routed through a hole in the top of the part, with a flexible gasket inserted into the hole. Ideally, the connector alignment should be angled and correspond to one of the upper grommets, allowing for diagonal conductor routing. Another option would be to route the connector wires from below and, with a U-shape, connect to one of the upper grommets. In the prototype phase, we do not believe it is necessary to create another enclosure. In a more commercial phase, adapting an enclosure could be considered. The conductors will be multi-stranded, suitable for the low current of the diving cores. Research into cold-resistant conductor enclosures is also underway. It should be remembered that this is a measuring instrument, not a rocket part. There is nothing to prevent us from considering a protective cover with top loading, but this should not interfere with testing. Finally, I would like to remind you that we are only in phase 1 of 3 of this project. More sketches will be added for this instrument. That's all for now, to be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This May 17, 2025.